The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Owen Sheehan from Off the Ball, you're here. The walking around town, we were both just saying it before we came on air, the amount of Lions jerseys.
Remarkable given the game, I don't believe, is yet a sellout, or at least as recently as yesterday, you could get tickets on Ticketmaster. Extremely pricey tickets, to be said.
But I had a look myself just to see, oh, maybe that'd be a nice way to spend the Friday evening. €138 a ticket was the cheapest I could find.
Yeah, that is a lot cheaper than the ones that I was looking at last night as well. So it's kind of hard to see why they'd kind of price people out of this, because it should be a proper send-off moment for a lot of the fans. And like, you see people wearing the British and Irish Lions jersey with like kilts and Scottish accents around, and you hear English accents around. Like, people can kind of scoff at the Lions setup, and I understand why people don't really take it overly seriously, but it's a big game against a good team in Argentina, in like a former son of this city, and Felipe Contepomi bringing his Argentinian team here to play today. I think in a few weeks' time, this opening fixture always kind of looks back on as a really, really big moment for the British and Irish Lions. I think once three tests are played, people will kind of wish they went, so to speak. So I think now it's kind of hard to get Lions hyped up, but give it a few weeks after the first test against Australia and people will look back on tonight as a big one.
Yeah, and wish they had maybe spent that ridiculous amount on a ticket. You are heading to Killarney tomorrow because plenty of football action.
Yeah, indeed. So it's Kerry against Cavan tomorrow afternoon in Killarney. This is the preliminary quarterfinals in the All-Ireland Football Championship. So you've got Dublin against Cork tomorrow as well. And then on Sunday, you've got Donegal against Louth and Down against Galway. So Galway drawing Down, you could say, has kept the four strongest teams in this round away from each other, which is good for the quarterfinal draw. But I know Down people will be screaming at the radio saying, Galway are not one of the four strongest teams in this round. We absolutely fancy ourselves to cause an upset there. And if there were to be one game this weekend in Gaelic football where you might have an upset, it is Down at home to Galway in Newry. Now, Damien Comer is back on the Galway bench, but they have been so unimpressive all summer long. Granted, they were in the group of death after winning the Connacht title, but a lot of people had Galway Down as All-Ireland favourites, and they've really stuttered through that group of death. It was a really poxy goal they scored against Derry late on to keep their championship hopes alive. So they're hanging by a thread, as are Kerry, to be fair, at home to Cavan, but Sean O'Shea returns to the starting team this weekend. Paulie Clifford is back in the squad. Dermot O'Connor is back. They were all missing last week in Tullamore when they were very, very disappointing against Meath. I can't really foresee any issues for Dublin at home to Cork in Croke Park, or Donegal at home to Louth. I would be astonished if there was an upset in either of those two games. So Monday morning, then we'll have the All-Ireland Football quarterfinal draw to see what way it all lines up for the rest of the summer.
And any fear of Cavan in the Kerry in you?
Well, I have to say, obviously, yes.
to the classic era thing, you know.
You have to put that on the record. I think Kerry were so bad last week that everything is on the table, but I think a large reason why they were so bad is that they were missing a handful of players, most of whom returned. So that should allay most fears. And it's in Killarney, which they've got a pretty good record in.
Yeah, and if the sun keeps shining, there's no nicer place to watch a match, in fairness. Limerick and Dublin, Galway Tip as well in the hurling. So you'd have to fancy Limerick there, but Galway Tip could be a cracker.
Yeah, we've only got five games left in the hurling championship at this point. Galway Tip is an interesting one. I think Galway have won four of the last five championship matches against Tipperary. Some crackers in that time as well, but Tip very much favourites ahead of this weekend. Interesting team news where you've got Peter McGarry, who's making his first championship start for Tipperary in midfield. Quite a time of the season to be getting your first championship start ever. Galway are going to be missing Fintan Burke. They're trying to recover from a no-show in the large part against Kilkenny, but I can't really get my head around this Galway performance, because at the end of the day, they pushed Kilkenny to within a few points before Kilkenny pushed on at the end of that game as well, despite them being putrid on the afternoon. So does that mean that Galway are in a good position and they have a high ceiling? I think so, but they've been so inconsistent, and Tipperary are back. Anybody from Tip will tell you that they're ready to make their return, and they would love nothing more than a crack off Cork in this All-Ireland semi-final. And that's how it lines up. In the other quarter-final, be very surprised if Dublin were to beat Limerick this weekend, it must be said. Limerick are without Shane O'Brien in the squad, but they've named an unchanged team since their last game, and I would be astonished if it's not going to be a Limerick-Kilkenny semi-final on the other side.
And then tonight on Off the Ball, you've got some live League of Ireland?
Yeah, Johnny Dunleavy alongside Stephen Doyle to watch Waterford taking on Bowes. So Bowes are kind of the last team we're relying on if we're going to have some sort of title race this year. So they're on 33 points, 9 behind Shamrock Rovers, but they do have two games in hand over Rovers at the moment. They play Rovers on Monday night, so that is an absolutely huge game. But Bowes need to go into the weekend with all 3 points at Waterford tonight. It's a 7:45 kickoff, and as you say, full live commentary on Off the Ball this evening.
Owen Sheehan, thanks for being in.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.